Practice Paper 12, page 56, Part 2, Learning from Mistakes.
The Science Daily website has recently reported that a person can learn from their own mistakes only after the age of 12. Dr. Evelyn Crone and her colleagues did research on the brain activity of three different age groups, and she is here today to tell us about the process and conclusions of her study.
The human brain is so complicated that we don't always understand what our brain is telling us. My colleagues and I decided to investigate the brain activity of three different age groups: children between 8 and 9, children between 12 and 13, and adults between 18 and 25. We were very surprised because we expected the brains of 8-year-olds to function the same as the brains of 12-year-olds, but that wasn't the case. We discovered that in children aged 8 and 9, the brain reacts strongly to positive feedback. For example, when a parent compliments them for doing their homework or getting a good grade on a test. On the other hand, children of this age hardly ever respond to negative feedback. In other words, they rarely ever learn from their own mistakes. The interesting thing is that in children just a few years older, it's just the opposite. In 12 and 13-year-old children and young adults, the control centres in their brains respond more to negative feedback and much less to positive feedback. This means that they learn more from their own experience than from someone else explaining the right way to do something. How did we check the brains of the different age groups? We gave each age group a computer task while they were having an MRI scan. An MRI is a special scan that uses magnets and radio waves to create pictures of the brain or body. They were given a task to discover rules. If they did this correctly, a tick appeared in a box on the computer screen. But if they were wrong, an X appeared in the box. While they were doing the task, the MRI scan showed which parts of the brain were activated. And that is how we discovered that children do indeed respond better to reward or positive feedback than to punishment. It makes sense because learning from your own mistakes is more complicated than just doing the same thing as before. You have to ask yourself questions such as, what did I do wrong? And how can I stop it from happening again? The questions we are now asking ourselves are, is that difference between 8 and 12-year-olds the result of experience, or is it because of how the brain develops? Whatever the answer, it is an important step into learning more about child development and how to improve child education. Children learn the whole time, and this new research can help teachers and parents improve the way they give instructions to children of different ages.